You know, when God created the heavens and the earth, it was a sort of an impulse. He didn't think the matter through very thoroughly when he started on this project. It was just something that he thought he'd like to do. And you see, God was educated in a rabbinical school in Cleveland. And he wasn't really prepared to do an engineering project like he did, in making the earth and the mountains and lakes and oceans and all of that. So when he got started with a thing, he found out that it was a little harder than he thought to accomplish. So he had to have some expert help on it. For instance, here are some of the things that went wrong. He wanted to have two oceans, you see, that were the same size. And he created the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. But it just happened that the Atlantic Ocean was a little higher than the Pacific, and the water kept running out all the time through the Panama Canal into the Pacific. Well, then there was a little piece of land right off of California, and that kept slipping out into the Pacific all the time and floating out there a couple thousand miles away from land. And it was at least a million years or so before Hawaii really became part of the United States, and that's the way he planned it in the first place, see? Well, at that time, he decided that he would create the Irish race, and the Irish, of course, are great engineers, and they could handle this project for him. So he did that, and things have been going smoothly. In fact, he even has a family working in Washington today on the same project. Well, anyway, we are going to sing for you tonight the oldest song that's known to man. This is the creation of the world as seen through the eyes of an Irishman.
Watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string.
Well, next they made the galvan so big and wide and stout. Poor Dick, he wasn't satisfied until he had it enough. Well, next they made the possum, and then they made the quail, and then they made the loon with the ring around his tail.
Walk in the fire, boys, walk in, I say. Walk in the fire, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walk in the fire, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he picks upon the string.
Well, next he made old Adam and laid him on the ground and gave him a dose of laudanum to make him sleep profound. Well, next he took a piece of rib right out of Adam's side and made him a pretty Irish girl to beat him up and cry.
Walk in the fire, boys, walk in, I say. Walk in the fire, boys, and hear the banjos play. Walk in the fire, boys, and hear the banjos ring. And watch my honey's fingers as he thinks upon the string.
Yesterday afternoon, we did a riddle song. And someone has asked that we do it again. It's called the Apple Riddle. You know, years ago, people used to entertain themselves. They didn't have television and radio like they have today. And so they would tell riddles in song. And this is one of those riddles. It's called the Apple Riddle.
I will give my love the palace where
Favorite numbers, and this is an old tradition, the singing of limericks. You know, limericks come from the Isle of, or the County Limerick in Ireland, and there are thousands and thousands of limericks. I could sit here and sing limericks all night, but I'm going to sing some of the ones that I like for you. Oh, there once was a man of devices whose ears were of different sizes. The one that was small was no good at all, but the large one took several prizes. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee. Oh, there once was a lady from Lynn who was so exceedingly thin that when she essayed to drink lemonade, she slipped through the straw and fell in. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Oh, there once was a lady named Perkins who had a great fondness for gherkins. She went to a tea and ate 23, which pickled her internal workings. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee. Oh, there once was a lady named Margot who came from the city of Fargo. Now ain't it a pity her face is so pretty, but she carries around too much cargo. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee. Do you remember the time that President Kennedy went to Vienna and he went to a high state dinner and there were a lot of royalty people there? Oh, I sat by the Duchess at tea. It was just as I thought it would be. Her rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la. Here's one, I'm going to close on two that I learned from the Reader's Digest. Oh, a lovely young maid with a hernia said to her physician, Galdernia, while exploring my middle, be sure you don't fiddle with matters that do not concern you. This is the best one of all. Oh, there once was a lady from Sproul with a humor exceedingly droll. To a masquerade ball she wore nothing at all and backed in as a Parker House roll. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee. Fuller la la, fuller la la, fuller la 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 dee dee.
This afternoon, the checks from Masaryktown did the Czechoslovakian Beseda under the direction of Miss Frances Valenda. Miss Valenda and her group have never missed a Florida Folk Festival. And it just gives me great pleasure to present her right this minute, Cousin Frances.
Thank you, Miss Bolton. And good evening to everybody. That's true. We'll hear every year. And we are very glad to see you again. And I introduce our new member, Professor Washick.
Thank you. And before I introduce the members of the best of the club that has come here this evening, I'd like to introduce my wife to you, Mrs. Washick.
Some cute little peanuts back there. And as American as parched peanuts or boiled peanuts or a biscuit with a hole stuck in it and filled full of syrup is the Western style square dancing. And here to do it for us are the Knee Knockers from up Georgia way, Nahanta, Georgia, with their leader, Cousin Lee Walker, the Knee Knockers.
Now, I'd like to do a couple of chants for you. First one, this is a social song among the Creeks. They still sing this during their festival or during their social gathering. It goes like this, and it's very short. It goes like this. Ya go really high, ya go really high, ya go really high, hit the high or not, we hop, hey, yeah. Ya go really high, ya go really high, ya go really high, hit the high or not, we hop, hey, yeah. Yo we, yally, 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 yo we, ah, hey. Yo mano, ah, hey, hee, hee, yeah, hee, hee, yeah. Yo we, yalle, 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 yo we, yalle. This next one, I want you to help me. I'm doing this because some of you were not here last year, and some few of you, I think, were here. So this is the time we must rejoice, and usually in the Indian gathering, and after they have their ceremonies and rituals or powwows, they have one last song that they do. And after they do that, everybody yells and go on home, see? Everything's okay. We had a good time, so in order to show our appreciation, we all yell together. Polish and then you like, and then you go home. So in my case, I'm going home. So let's. While I'm going to sing this song, when I give you the high sign, you yell with me. See, everybody get that? All right, here we go. Ya go really high, ya go really high, ya go really high, hit the high or not, we ha, hey, yeah. Ya go really high, ya go really high, ya go really high, hit the high or not, we ha, hey, yeah. That sounded weak to me. Doesn't it, Mr. Barnes?
The Lake City Squares. Right over the Suwannee River, close by. And his cousin, Bill Camp, their leader. My friend, your friend.
We're glad to be back again this year. In fact, I don't think we've missed the 1 year since you've had this.
I don't think so.
We'll have to come over. And this year, while we have taken a team Suwannee this year, and going to do a little dance to Suwannee. So if the dancers will come on out. This little team Suwannee, we may, some of us get a little mixed up on it. We put a real trick in there. It's a little bit hard for the dancers to get. So, we might just mix up a little bit on it, but you just watch them get straightened out on it. Let's see how the music sounds from over there.
We're just plumb out of breath watching all that dancing. I think it's time to have Cousin Mark Moore come out here and lead us in a little singing. quick, Mark.
Whose breath is it you're going to rest?
No, this... Not yours.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Cousin Mark Moore from Denver, Colorado. And what a troubadour he is. Minstrel, I mean.
Very little difference when you come right down the definition. But thank you anyhow. I've had a few folks ask me in the last couple of days about singing a song that we sang here last year, and everybody loved it very, very dearly. I love to do it, and everybody seems to love to sing it. It's a song that comes from just your neighbor to the north here in Georgia. We opened the first annual Georgia Collegiate Folk Song Festival with it last week in Macon at Mercer University. And it's a song that has been popularized not too long ago by a recording by a group who did a very, very good job on it for a commercial group. It's one that many of you know, I'm sure, and I'm sure you'll all want to sing along on it. Now, this is a wonderful crowd here tonight, and there's no reason why we can't just blast all the water right out of the river with our singing. And it won't hurt a thing, because when that water comes back, it'll be mighty pacified. So let's all sing it, huh?
Roll the boat ashore, alleluia. Michael, roll the boat ashore, alleluia.
Them that know it, sing along now. Come on and teach the rest of them. Here we go.
Michael, roll the boat ashore, alleluia.
Everybody now, come on, sing along.
Michael, roll the boat ashore, alleluia. Michael, roll the boat ashore, alleluia.
Come on now, I want to hear you. Come on, everybody.
Michael, roll the boat ashore,
pretty weak, but you'll get stronger, I hope.
Yeah.
Now, you can join me on part of the verses, too. The last word of the first line is always the same in all the verses. It goes like this.
Alleluia.
And the last word of the second line of all the verses is always the same. It goes, alleluia. Then you pitch right into the chorus now. That's real easy now. Join in one more time for practice on that chorus. Come on now, sing big.
Michael, roll the boat ashore.
Now you're beginning to sound respectable. I'll expect you to do even better next time. Here we go now.
Sister, help to trim the sail.
Sing.
Alleluia. Sister, help to trim the sail.
Now.
Alleluia.
Chorus now.
Michael Rowe.
Pretty good.
Jordan's river is chilly and cold. Alleluia. Chills the body but not the soul. Alleluia.
Sing out now,
Michael Rowe, the boat ashore. is a singing boat. Alleluia. Michael's crew is a singing crew. Alleluia. Michael Rowe. Alleluia. Michael Rowe, the boat ashore. Alleluia.
You did great. Thank you very much.
As American as cornbread and buttermilk is the next dance, the cloggers, in a clogging square dance, the country cloggers from Tampa.
A steward.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you tell me?
You said that story wasn't nice, and you washed out my mouth with potash soap. The lie is still on my feet. Don't hold me responsible for nothing that may slip between them. I had a time trying to get the other student. First thing when I got here, a lady run right inside my car. Both cars were damaged. I was standing listening to her side of the talk, and finally an officer came up, and I said, "Officer, she was to blame for that. What am I trying to do about it?" He said, "Pay the damages, because if you take it to court, it would just be your word against 10,000 of hers." There was a fellow driving an old model car not long ago, and he drove it up near my place and stopped, and he couldn't get it started. at working with it sometime. He finally went up to the house. He asked my wife, did she have any old crank around there? She said, yes, I sure have. She walked out in the yard and hollered, Lem, come here, a feller wants you. My wife, she wanted everything in the house electric. Electric stove, electric washer, electric iron. Everything electric. They forgot all of them electric appliances in there. Then she complained and had to work to sit down. So I bought her an electric chair. There's a fella come up to my place not long ago and asked me how do I sell fish. I said, 60 cents a pound. He said, that's too much. The fella down the road here sells them 40. I said, why don't you go there and buy them? He said, he don't have any. I said, well, if I didn't have any, I'd sell you all you wanted for 20 cents a pound. You know, you can sell anything you don't have cheap. Lots of people, they wonder why I hold out like I do. I just keep people keep going, you know, all the time, right on, day and night, lots of times. Well, you see, I take good care of myself when I was growing up, when I was a young man, by going to bed early every morning. There's a fella up there wanted to sell me some stock a few days ago. And I told him there was only one kind of stock I was interested in buying in. That was taxes. That was the only thing I knew that kept going up and never did come back. Looks to me like the taxpayer is going to be America's first resource to be totally exhausted. And over in Georgia, we're having a lot of politics over there now. They're running for governor and Congress, lieutenant governor, and representative. One of them candidates come up to my place the other day and knocked on the door. My wife, she went and opened the door. He said, lady, what party do your husband belong to? She said, I'm the party he belongs to. I finally met up with him. He was talking to me about politics, and I asked him, I said, how about all these promises you were making? Going around making these talks and all these promises, are you going to live up to them? He said, all one. I said, which one is that? He said, honesty and government. I said, how are you on labor? He said, I'm against it. That's the reason I'm running for office. I'm one of them old-timers. You know what an old-timer is. He's one of them fellas that has been here long enough to remember things that never happened. My wife, she got mad at me not long ago and threw my suit right through the window. Right through the window out in the yard. I wouldn't have minded it so bad, but I was in that suit. We were in town a few days ago, and my wife asked me for $10. I said, it's money, 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 all the time, money. What I think you need is a little sense. She says, well, I only asked you for something I thought you had a little of. It seemed like a lot to us. You know, we had too much open space, fenced up by teeth. You hear some of us, you know, we'll think by the inch and talk by the yard. A guy like that ought to be kicked by the foot. I noticed where they'd sent a rocket to the moon. Park that rocket around on the back side. I guess they're just like we are here. No parking on the front. At the bus station a few days ago, and an old guy came in and told the agent he wanted a ticket for Amanda. He searched through his book, And finally looked around at that old guy and said, "Where in the world is Amanda?" He said, "There she sits, right there." We hear lots of people drumming about most everything going on, but I guess life is worth living right on. Prices increased several times in the last few years. We still hanging on.